Episode 1684, How to Stay Strong When You Feel Weak.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. You have made it to the right place. Yes, this is Christiane, and yes, my voice is a little strange. We'll talk about it soon, but it's Wellness Wednesday, how to stay strong when you feel weak. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you can hear, I am a little under the weather. Since coming back from my husband's grandfather's funeral, we have both caught something, and I think I got the worst of it. Not that it really matters who got what worse, but it's all in the head, and I feel like I have a bass drum pounding on me. But you know what? I'm here, and I'm here for you. And what better way to talk about something, how to stay strong when you feel weak, than when you're not feeling so strong and you feel more weak? I want to go over that today with you because nothing is worse than feeling that way. With back-to-back school and change of seasons, learning how to stay strong when you feel weak will give you a leg up on your health. It will give you not only a leg up on your health, but on to the whole school year. It will help your family. There's just an abundance that happens when you take care of yourself. Now, this week has been a challenge for me. It's been one that the kids are in their second full week of school. I'm getting my daughter ready to go back to college. She starts next Monday. My husband's going through some changes too with his career. It's very exciting. Plus, we have Create Your Now, and that's a whole nother excitement happening here in September. Whether I'm sick and tired or whether I'm feeling really well, it's going to happen. And it's just one of those things, you just have to take a deep breath. But with each day that has passed by, you know, I was just getting more tired and less energy. And this voice, it keeps escaping me. My children are like, Mom, you sound like an old woman who's been smoking a whole lot. And I'm like, I know. My daughter, okay, my little Ashley girl, she said, Mom, if you write out everything for me, I will read it verbatim. Now, you have to tell me voice inflection and make sure you spell everything out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that will be like for 10 hours I'll be writing this out. They can listen to me. And if you turn me off, no big deal. I love you anyway. And I get it. It's hard to hear me. But hopefully you will understand the importance of taking care of ourselves. Now, I'm one who is pretty healthy most of the time. In fact, I had to go buy a thermometer because our household, we just don't get sick. Praise the Lord. It is something to celebrate. And partly is because of how we live our lifestyle. But I failed a little bit. And that is, I didn't do everything always that I was supposed to. And I'm one who pushes myself to the nth degree. And I know that about me. Because I'm like, hey, I can do this. I can do it all. I'm a yes, 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 yes. And I have to remember no to back off. When we were traveling to the funeral in North Carolina, we drove up there, and it was about an 11-hour drive by the time we had stops and all of that, and coming back. And we did it all within less than really 2.5 days. That's a lot of time on the road. And I was up late, and it's not that traveling's hard. It just wears on your body, and I'm not getting any younger. So in order to keep you at arm's length and healthy, let's jam out about how to stay strong when you feel weak. Now, most of us know how important these vitamins are when it comes to the immune system, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E. We need all of these, but there are some that we just don't talk about very often. And so I really want you to think about these particular ones and how you can add them into your regimen, into your diet, into your healthy lifestyle to strengthen your immune system. Yes, that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. You're going to strengthen your immune system so it doesn't have to keep fighting battles that really don't need to exist because we're not doing our job by taking care of our body. So number one is zinc. It's an essential mineral for a healthy immune system as it supports cellular activity. healing wounds, and normal growth. Zinc also acts as an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So foods high in zinc, listen to this. One that I'm sure most of us enjoy. Now, there will be a few that don't. Eggs. You're going to hear me say eggs a lot, so make note of that. Red meat, grass-fed beef or lamb. I just made a grass-fed roast 2 days ago, I guess it was. And oh my gosh, my husband was like, sweetheart, this is so tasty. It does make a difference because remember, what the animal eats, you too are eating. So keep that in mind when you're choosing your selection of food when it comes to meat, your poultry, etc. Also, other foods that are high in zinc are chickpeas, cashews. And if you're one who has some issues with nuts, you can soak them for 1 to 3 hours and then you can utilize them. That just helps to take care of some of the acidity in it. And so it's a great way. So soak those raw cashews and that will help. Almonds, hemp seeds, pumpkin seeds, and more. Now, another one besides zinc is selenium. That's a fun one to say. It's S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M, selenium. It's a necessary mineral to fight seasonal sickness. Oh, yeah. Okay, so for me, I'm calling it the old folks flu because my husband and I, we weren't the youngest there, but we were around a lot of people that have been around each other. And obviously, we just haven't been in that environment. And being tired and stressed out, cortisol levels high, our body already in fight mode, our immune system was broken down. And so it wasn't able to fight the battle that it needed to fight. Well, one of these things that you could add into your regimen when it comes to healthy living is selenium. It also helps to counteract the aging of the immune system. You want to get wiser, but you don't want your immune system to get older too, right? You want it to stay young. You want it vibrant. So one thing you can do with this here is Brazil nuts. Have you ever heard of Brazil nuts? Oh, yummy. And you know what? You don't need a lot of them. And Brazil nuts are one of the most richest sources of selenium. So like 2 to 3 Brazil nuts. You can get them. Now understand, make sure you know the source and where they're coming from. Do your research. It's very important. Don't make an assumption. Or make sure you go and seek out a trusted source that you're like, okay, I'm okay purchasing these Brazil nuts because they come from this. If you have a health food store near you, go and seek out their help. You will find Brazil nuts there. Also, selenium can be found in eggs, salmon, beef, and turkey, including sunflower seeds, brown rice, mushrooms, and spinach. So if you're one who says, I like a shake, throw some spinach in there. Yeah, you may not like it, but do it anyway. I promise you, you won't taste it. And you don't have to add a lot of it. And if you're one who says, oh my gosh, it turns green, it won't taste green. I promise you. I just cover my children's eyes when I have them do taste testing on shakes because they look at the color and they're like, Mom, that doesn't look real good. But they taste it and they're like, oh, it's not that bad. And it really isn't. It just has the color of the green, which is good for you. You want that good green in your diet. So selenium, add it to you. Zinc, add it in your healthy living. And finally, vitamin A. We talked about this a little bit, but this vitamin A, it's a special vitamin, very, very special. It packs a punch for an incredible immune system. It keeps your mucous membranes that cover your internal organs strong, so infection is kept out. That's what? It's a barrier. Vitamin A is also important for proper functioning of the immune cells and for the generation of antibody responses to specific antigens, all of which we need, okay? That's what it boils down to. You need all of this great stuff. And guess what? Vitamin A can be found in eggs. Have you noticed a trend here? I've said zinc has, you know, you can get zinc in eggs. Selenium, you can get, can be found in eggs. And vitamin A. So if you're like, I need something easy, go to the easy go-to, and that's eggs. Now, that doesn't mean you have to eat a whole carton a day or anything, but add it into your diet if you aren't already. If you like them hard-boiled, if you like them over easy, scrambled, and help to introduce it to your children also. Another fun way to do it is do a breakfast dinner. My children still go wild over a breakfast dinner. In fact, when it's their birthday, every single time we have a birthday, so it's once a year for each child, and even my husband, they get to pick a dinner that I cook for them at home, and then we usually go out to eat and celebrate. So basically, they're getting two of their fun choices, an out-to-eat experience and an at-home experience. It's amazing how many of them will say, well, Mom, I just really love your breakfast dinner. Can I have this, 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 and this? And they'll like make a list. And I'm like, sure, not a problem. So make it fun. You don't always have to eat eggs just in the morning. Make it in the afternoon. If you want to send hard-boiled eggs with your children to school, do so. It's a great, great source of protein, great source of vitamin A, selenium, and zinc. It's going to help everybody. So add that in to it. Now, also some other ways you can source out your vitamin A. Not only is eggs, but meat, fish, and organs like liver, yes, your body can use it as it is, okay? Also, another thing, you need to make sure you eat colorful vegetables, deep green, yellow, and orange. So you've got your kale, your spinach, your carrots, and sweet potatoes. Yummy, yummy, and yummy. These plant-based sources contain pro-vitamin A carotenoids, and this is also included in there is your beta carotene. So your body has to break this down, though, to be utilized, but it is something what that is good for us. So eat those colorful vegetables, your deep greens, your yellows, and your orange. Food is medicine. I know it's one thing that we just want to go quickly to the pharmacy and say, do you have something to take away this, 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 and this? I'm telling you right now, I've only taken two anti-inflammatory pills because I actually just kind of had a muscle spasm and I really wanted to calm that down. Yet I haven't taken anything else. I'm letting my body fight it and I'm using food as medicine. Now, for some of you, if you're like, I can't go to work like that, I get it. My husband, he's, you know, right now diving into cough drops because he's got to speak to people. And when he does that, he doesn't want to be coughing a lot. The more you speak, the more you cough. I'm praying I can get through this episode and not have a coughing fit. But it's one of those things, you do what you have to do to get through your day. But one thing we haven't talked about, one huge thing, vitamins are great. Yes, food as medicine, fabulous. But the one thing we haven't mentioned at all is sleep. It's rest, sacred rest. We are not getting enough rest, and that's when our immune system comes crashing down on us. I was exhausted. I went driving to the funeral already tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep because I wasn't in my own bed. I didn't have my own routine. We didn't have anything and everything done right. You know, it's crazy. We haven't seen our family on my husband's side in a long time. So we were up later, just a crazy schedule. And then we got up, hit the road again. And emotions, right? They have a play on your body. When you're sad, when you're mad, when you're happy, when you're glad, when you're feeling joyful, all of this has an impact on your health and well-being. So it's really important to make sure that you are getting your sacred sleep. You've got to have sacred rest. I encourage you to make sleep and rest a priority, not just for you, but for the entire family. Your children need to see how much sleep you really need and why we need it. And taking care of yourself is a priority. My kids have said, now, Mom, you really shouldn't be up here cooking dinner. You need to be resting. And yes, there was one night that I really didn't cook dinner and I let them kind of fend for themselves is what we call it here. But as a whole, I'm one who says, no. If I'm feeling strong enough, I will do it. But then there are other times like I'm done and I may just lay down. I try to go to sleep. If I go to sleep, great. If I don't, I don't beat myself up, but I make sure I'm resting. That doesn't mean I've got my tablet in front of me. That doesn't mean I'm trying to sit here and fill my mind with other things. No, I'm allowing my body to chill out. I don't need to have all these other inferences coming in to me and these distractions saying, I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you. No, no one needs me right now except my bed or my recliner and my pillow and blanket. That's all that's needed right now. You don't have to settle for busyness. Do what it takes to understand how much sleep plays a role in your health. You got to pay attention to it. And if you know that you're coming into a season of craziness, I'm there right now. I am planning a wedding. Mid-October. Oh my goodness. I've got the kids going back to school. We've got college. We've got our son who's starting his new career. We're moving him. I mean, there's just so much going on. We've got Create Your Now happening with the AIM Academy. Yes, wink, wink. Pay attention because something's coming big in September. I know I've mentioned it before. Please don't throw rotten apples at me, but it's all for the better that God is laying the groundwork and it's going to be awesome. And I cannot wait to share it with you. But we have to understand that we don't have to settle for busyness. But I'm afraid that most of us do that because that's the expectation of the world on us. Is if I'm not really busy, if I can't say I've got 20 things going on in one day, I'm a failure. You are not a failure. You are taking care of yourself. Now, if you think I'm yelling at you, I promise you I'm not. I'm just trying to get the words out of my mouth because I don't have much of a voice. So I'm here telling you this with lots of love on my heart because I care for you. I care for your family. I care for your heart, your well-being. God is grooming you for greatness, but if you don't take care of the body that he gave you, there is no way you can walk the miles that you need to walk in order to reach your greatness. So today, I give you permission to slow down. Strengthen your immune system. Slow yourself down. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not on the emails much right now, but I am still here for you. So if you're wanting to chat, I still have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Now, it may be a week or so before you hear back from me because I am following my own rules. I am slowing down. But I wanted to come here today for you. Why? Because you matter. You matter. And you know that the whole mission here at Create Your Now is to walk with women in their everyday to fulfill what? Their heart's desire. And to live out their dreams within their home and in the world that they touch. You can't do that if you're not taking care of yourself. If you're beginning to already strap yourself down with five committees already at back to school, stop. Take a step back and say, okay, I have three children in school. I do not need to be room mom for all three children. I can be room mom for one, and then I can head up maybe two parties at the other children's. But give yourself permission not to have to do everything, because I'm telling you, you're going to sound worse than me. And the last thing you want to do is be laying down on the bed when you really want to be running around with your family. So you got to take care of yourself first. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. It's time for you to strengthen your immune system. The season is here. So the time is now. Create your now. Slow down so you can speed up. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.